This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The federal government released details of the indictment charging former U.S. President Donald Trump with 37 felony counts in the case of mishandled classified documents at his Florida estate. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith laid out the allegations.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The government says Trump not just intentionally kept classified documents at Mar-a-Lago in areas ranging from a ballroom to a bathroom, but showed some to visitors, including a Pentagon battle plan and a military operation map, and then refused Justice Department demands to return the documents, enlisting aides to hide them.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Smith says he wants a speedy trial in South Florida, where Trump is said to make a court appearance Tuesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump will make his first public appearance following the release of the indictment. Speaking Saturday to friendly Republican audiences in Georgia and North Carolina as he seeks to rally his supporters to his defense. Associated Press national politics reporter Meg Kennard is in Greensboro, North Carolina, covering the state's Republican convention, and she talked about what kind of reception she expects Trump will receive.
Delegates at the convention here have been thinking about the indictment, but many of them have mentioned that they don't feel that it's going to affect their own personal votes when it comes to the 2024 election. There are some who have voiced concern that concentration on his federal case might take away a lot of campaign time from the former president, but it's not swaying them in terms of their continued support for him in next year's elections.
This is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday that UN personnel cannot be made persona non grata after Sudan's government declared UN Special Envoy to Sudan, Volker Perthes, unwelcome in their country. Sudan said Thursday it had notified the UN that Perthes was persona non grata. Leader of Sudan's army, General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan, had previously expressed disapproval of the envoy, who has been critical of both sides in the ongoing conflict there. Persona non grata is a Latin phrase meaning unwelcome person. As a legal term, it refers to the practice of a state prohibiting a diplomat from entering the country. Responding to questions about Sudan's declaration at UN headquarters in New York Friday, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said in this case the phrase does not apply.
The Secretary General recalls that the doctrine of persona non grata is not applicable to or in respect of United Nations personnel, and its invocation is contrary to the obligations of states under the Charter of the United Nations, including those concerning the privileges and immunities of the United Nations and its personnel.
Residents of the northeastern United States were breathing more easily Friday as smoke from Canadian wildfires gradually cleared after blanketing several cities with a noxious haze this week. In New York and Washington, D.C., air quality was classified as moderate by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In the U.S. Capitol, the sky was blue again Friday, but as a measure of precaution, children at some city public schools were prohibited from spending time outside. In an AP interview, EPA Air Quality Assessment Director Chet Whalen says the agency uses various filters on the ground to assess particle levels in the air.
Maroon being the highest category, we rarely see maroon in this country except during usually wildfire events like we're experiencing right now. We see a lot of days in the green and the moderate, and then, you know, a fair number of days into the orange category. But the red, purple, maroon are usually around some of our more higher air quality events, and obviously what we're seeing right now in the Northeast.
A panel of health advisors has given support to an Alzheimer's drug for treat early stages of the brain-robbing disease. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The drug, Leqembi, received conditional approval from the Food and Drug Administration in January based on early results suggesting it could slow Alzheimer's progression by several months. But concerns about the cost and effectiveness of new plaque-targeting drugs like Leqembi have attracted new scrutiny to the approval process from academics, members of Congress, and health insurers. Leqembi is priced at $26,500 per year, and the handful of patients who have received it to date have mainly had to pay out of pocket. The FDA will make a final decision within weeks. Norman Hall, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.